This Chazara Zechanesh Abach Chet Cheshvag Mavim Yehuda Mesechna De Darm Daf Lamed Vav. Zakmar, we said earlier, the Rabbi Yechon said all karbonis must be brought with consent of the one bringing it, of the das, except for a karbon brought by someone who's just a mechusa kapara. Because we find that a person can even bring a karbon from mechusa kapara who is a katan or a katana, and therefore we see that for mechusa kapurim, even without the das of the one who needs the karbon, it can be brought. Zakmar, why can't a person also bring a regular chatos to someone without his consent? Since according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person may bring any karbon for his wife who is a shaita. Mar says the case of Rabbi Yehuda must only be referring to the karbonis of his wife after giving birth. It can't be referring to regular chatas, because what would the case be? If she ate a piece of chaylev requiring her to bring a karbon while she was a shaita, she wouldn't have to bring a karbon at all, because a shaita doesn't have to bring a karbon. If she ate it while she was normal and then became a shaita, we have learned that such a person would also not be chayv to bring a karbon. So what would be the case of having to bring a chatas for her? Rather, you have to say that Rabbi Yehuda must be referring to the karbonis brought for childbirth. That's when we're saying that it can be brought even though she's a shaita, which means without her das. Why can't a person also bring a carbon pesach for someone without their das? Since we find that a person can bring a carbon pesach for his minor children, which shows that it doesn't need consent in order to be brought. Yet we find that Rabbi Elazar says that a pesach brought without das is meaningless. Rabbi Zeir said, because the chiyuv of having someone's children who are katanim included in the carbon pesach is actually not deraisa, and that's why it can't serve as a basis to the bringing of karbonos without consent. The Mishnah said, "V'tayimes trumaisa v'chulu." The Mar says they asked, if one wants to separate chuma from his own produce for the purpose of making the produce of his friend to become mutter, does this have to be done with the friend's consent or not? Maybe since he benefits through this, he does not even need the consent. Or maybe since it's a mitzvah to separate chuma, he rather do it himself, unless he gets explicit consent otherwise. The Gemara says, our Mishnah says that if Reuven is offered to benefit Shimon, Reuven may still separate chuma for him with his consent. I'm sorry, Reuven, who made the neder, may still separate chuma from him for him with his consent. Now, what's the case of the Mishnah? If Reuven is separating from Shimon's produce for Shimon, and with consent means that Reuven is doing it on his own, that can't be, because who made Reuven a shliach to do so? Maybe it means that he did so with the consent of Shimon, that also can't be, because then Reuven is benefiting Shimon by acting as a shliach. It must be that Reuven is separating from his own produce for Shimon's produce. Now, this can't be with Shimon's consent, because then he would be benefiting Shimon. It must be that he does not need Shimon's consent to do so, and with this we can answer the question. Mora says it's not a proof. The case in the Mishnah may be where Reuven separates from Shimon's produce for Shimon's produce. The case is where Shimon made a general statement, whoever wants to separate chuma from me can do so. That's considered with consent, but it's general enough that it would not be as if he made Reuven a shliach, and therefore wouldn't be a problem of having Hana from Reuven. If a person uses his own produce to separate chuma for his friend, who gets the toivas hana to choose which kind to give the chuma to? Is it the separator, since it's his produce he's using, or is it the friend, since his produce is the one that's being is the subject of the chuma and becoming mutter now? Right? On the one hand, the separated produce belongs to the separator. On the other hand, if not for the friend's produce, this separated produce would not have the status of chuma at all. So who gets the toivas hana? Reb Zeir said the psukim put the words giving and planting next to each other to teach that the toivas hana of giving belongs to the one who planted all the produce that brings about the chuma obligation, therefore meaning it is the friend whose produce is becoming mutter through this chuma separation. Our Mishnah allows the separating of chuma for the friend who is ushered to benefit from the separator. Now, if the friend gets the toivas hana, he would be getting benefit from the separator, which would be usher. It must be that it's the separator who gets the toivas hana. The Mara said we can say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven uses Shimon's produce to separate chuma for the benefit of Shimon's produce. The consent of the Mishnah means that Shimon made a general statement that whoever wants to separate chuma for me can do so. It's considered with consent on the one hand, but it's also general enough that it didn't make Reuven a shliach, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem of benefiting from Reuven, like we explained earlier. The Gemara says that Rabbi Avoh in the name of Yechon and Paskin, that if one uses his own produce to separate chuma for the benefit of his friend's produce, the Toivas Hana actually belongs to the separator, the one who actually did the separating of the chuma, and he uses his own produce as the chuma for separating for the other person's chuma.